The United States itself is waking up to Joe Biden's first full working day in the Oval Office. The most pressing issue is tackling COVID-19. Mr. Biden has already signed a number of executive orders, including a mandate to wear masks and practice safe distancing on all federal government property. The U.S. will no longer withdraw from the World Health Organization. And the administration has unveiled a detailed plan to improve the vaccine rollout and improve testing. Simon Marks is in Washington for us. Simon, what measures is President Biden planning to take to bring America's COVID-19 outbreak under control? He needs to act fast on this.
Very fast, and they are beginning to act. I mean, just on that issue of suspending the termination of America's membership in the World Health Organization, President Biden turned to Dr. Anthony Fauci formally to deliver that news to the WHO. That very much a symbol by the Biden administration that an era under President Trump in which scientists like Dr. Anthony Fauci regularly had the rug pulled out from them was absolutely at an end. I mean, there are two immediate priorities. The first is sorting out vaccine distribution and making changes to the way in which the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed has been functioning. That is going to come into very sharp focus, with Joe Biden saying get as much of the vaccine out there as quickly as possible for first round inoculations, and let's worry about the booster jabs later. So we're going to be hearing more about that. And secondly, there is the big spending measure, $1.9 trillion that Joe Biden wants Congress to approve to deal with COVID-19 and provide fresh economic stimulus here. And that's going to be the first real test of this administration. Can he reach out and work successfully with Republicans to try and get that across the finishing line? We were told yesterday that he was beginning the process of reaching out and inviting a bipartisan group of senators to meet him at the White House to discuss precisely that.
Meantime, Simon, it's only been a day, but U.S.-China tensions appear to be kicking up a notch. I mean, you've got China sanctioning Trump officials on Inauguration Day, and now a Taiwan representative, of course, invited to that ceremony. A sign of things to come?
Look, I mean, the one thing you can definitely say is that U.S.-China tensions are not immediately relaxing in light of the change of administration here. And President Biden had been very clear during the transition in signaling to the U.S. and also, of course, to Beijing to expect no immediate change as he reviews policy, and particularly as he talks to partners and allies in the region. He wants to take a measure of how the region is feeling about the way in which the United States should be approaching all of this. He's going to begin telephone calls to foreign leaders tomorrow, not initially with a call to the Asia-Pacific region. The first call is going to be going to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada. But there's no question, by inviting Taiwan's representative here in Washington to the inauguration, as Joe Biden waits for his national security team, his Secretary of State Antony Blinken and others, to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, that was a further signal from Washington to Beijing that they shouldn't expect any immediate change as the Biden administration comes to grips with what is going to be its most complex geopolitical conversation over the course of the next 4 years.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for that. Simon Marks there in Washington.